Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and Classic Soul, with musical producer, executive producer Rafael Sadiq, and writer and director Cassie Lemons. They're talking about the making of the motion picture, Black Nativity. So, Rafael, how was it bringing all this great talent together and even getting the rapper Nas in the motion picture, Black Nativity? And how was it working with all this great talent?
Casey got all of them. I just had to work with all of them. It was a challenge, but it was more challenges than I would say the actor singing, but it was, we had to have Angela singing, singing, and Nas is Nas, he's a storyteller, he fits perfect with this film. It was great just to get to, look at everybody and go, this is everybody's personality, and this is going to keep everybody's career right intact with where they're at right now. So I think that was more of a challenge for me, just kind of keeping everybody sort of where they're at right now in their lives, and even with Jacob Lattimore being like the new baby to this whole industry. So you have to make something for him and make something for the film, and then work with Casey. It's like, if you know her work, it has to be at a certain level. So I think that was probably the most challenging part, taking the responsibility.
How did you get Forrest Whitaker to sing? And did you know that he could sing?
I did know, because I was looking for a singer actor. I was looking for a movie star, who could sing. And so Forrest was very quickly, right at the top of the list, because I knew that Forrest could sing.
Okay, that was a surprise.
I knew he could sing because I researched it, and he wanted to be a singer. At a certain point in his early career, he wanted to be a singer. Yeah. So I said, all right. And so then I read that on, maybe on Wikipedia, And so then I started Googling, and there was one clip of Forrest singing. I think I might have sent it to you. He was at a benefit.
That's right.
And somebody said, I'll pay you to sing or something. Or he sang Summertime, for this benefit. He said, okay, for this cause, I'll sing. And he sang Summertime. And so that was on it was on YouTube or something. And so I said, okay, he's got a voice, he'd really be great.
So was the purpose of the lyrics of the song to fill in the gaps where they weren't telling the story? What's the song, I'm Not Perfect? Was the purpose of the song to continue the story?
Absolutely. I in the script, I had written lyrics, and I'm not really a lyricist. So for that song, for instance, I had written an idea of a song that filled a certain emotional content.